So the question by in the Rishonim, whether you should be mafshil sefer Torah la'acharav. So the question is whether you could treat it like an object of transport. The Rambam holds you can. He says that's because I got to live all the time. So you can't treat it like that. So according to the Rambam, if you're sitting in the car with a friend, the friend has to hold it the whole time. Okay. But the Rush maintains you don't have to. They could treat it as an object of transport as long as you treat it with a cover. Okay. I guess most people are making one now. The Rambam holds you got to treat it like a cover. So it's Kenega Libo.
Yeah, I just want to know what kind of halacha is now.
So apparently, the Torah treats the guf, the immediate guf, that exists immediately after Misa. It is so much connected with the person that it treats, that it reflects the person.
Still considered the person.
It reflects the person. So if you're not malafa the mace, it means you're not giving cover to him. And if you do, so then you have a big schar because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ohev dalar. So it means that's a principle in Yahadis, that the goof of the person, which everybody identifies with it when he was alive,
right.
So it reflects how you're expressing yourself towards his neshama. Because the guf was intricately tied to the neshama, and you can't break off that association. So therefore, since you can't break off the association, so if you're not machabed the guf, the mace, so it means you're not machabed the neshama of the person. Okay.
So it's not really a chesed to him, it's a chesed insofar as you relate to his body in the correct way.
It's a chesed insofar as you relate to the neshama in the right way.
Right.
Remove the guf.
Right.
So this would not be applicable if it would be at Samos.
So that's why they call him a rush. Because he's just, it's like he's just lying there. And he can't do anything. And Ein loch, what is he going to say?
Rashi said.
Ein loch dam and amez. Because it's as if his neshama is there and he can't, and he's helpless, totally helpless.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, a mace in halacha still has a din of kvod adam. It has a din of kvod adam because you consider him as if the neshama is still there in terms of kavod, and you're not being mechabed his neshama because the guf is so interrelated to him during his lifetime.
Consider the punishment if a guy doesn't get buried.
Yeah, right.
Or the Romans took us, I don't know who it was, took him through the street.
Oh yeah, right.
That was a considered an onus for the guy, but he's
that's
not there.
But you see that's the way they treat him.
Related.
Yeah, they see that's the way people treat him, yeah.
I thought...
All right, so Rabbeinu Tam... Right. Yeah, I mean Tesis. So Tesis says that he's wearing tzitzit already. So Tesis answers, because he mevayish him, because he's an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. And Gadla Mitzvah V'yosa. So we asked, what does it mean? I mean, it sounds like a funny kind of a thing. But really, it's in psychological terms. Like, since the Torah wants you to recognize the guf is not the neshama, guf is just the guf. So, but it can't do it abruptly, because the association between the guf and the neshama in the lifetime leaves an indelible impression on the living. So therefore, if you did not put tzitzis on him, then you would be mevazen, because you consider him like a live person. But if you do put tzitzis on him, you don't psychologically think I'm putting him on him because he's chayiv in tzitzis. I'm putting on his shaykh to tzitzis. So it's like an it's like Rabbeinu Tam is explaining halachically a psychological state. So that's why if you wear tzitzis, since you look at the mace with tzitzis as not really completely 100% that he's chayav in mitzvahs, but some just, you're not mavazah him. So now if you wear tzitzis, you're going to feel a certain superiority, because that's a tendency in man to want to feel superior and broken away from a mace. That's what it says. L'machar atem itano, v'ayam atem avayish mazon. So therefore, that's what tesis means. It doesn't mean literally, ein achayev, that we put it on the mace because he's an ein mitzvah v'yoza. Okay, all right. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.
Now we have minion from the top.